91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come down to the radio station. We sit for a while and we talk about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio is Briggs Carhart. He's going to be a senior this fall. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. What have you been doing at the U of A?
Right now, I work in Dr. Wolfila Cronenberg's lab. My project is to study the olfactory system or the smelling system of spiders.
You're studying the spider's sense of smell.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting figuring out how they work because people are afraid of the unknown. They just see the scary face. But once you realize what's working behind the scenes inside their brain, it kind of brings up to light exactly what they are, and it makes them less scary, at least for me. Originally, when I joined this lab, I was scared of spiders. I was like, why am I joining this? But and now I'm giving lab tours. I'm showing spider brains and spiders to different festivals. People are finally grasping that these little creatures actually process things themselves. They actually have some level of intelligence in there.
They are amazing just from an engineering standpoint, very complicated.
It is very complicated because the way the spiders move around is with hydraulics. They use a water-based pressure system in their body. That's why it kind of looks scary when they're walking towards you because it's so fluid, because they're being operated by fluid. That's why it's a little more challenging to trace their brain because I have to get past all this fluid. I have to make incisions. That's a definite challenge when looking at their insides.
Because it's a pressurized mm-hmm. system.
Yep. So if you break that system and open it to the world, they will suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
So we take that biomolecule and we put it into one of the scintilla or the hairs on their leg that senses chemosensory. And we trace that biomolecule up into the brain. So it should naturally flow up into the brain. And then under a microscope, that biomolecule will fluoresce. That way we can see which areas of the spider brain are connected to those chemosensory scintilla.
Is this a new thing that has recently come out? Because I've been hearing more and more about fluorescing brains in mice and spiders.
Fluorescence, they have used for quite a long time just to image, but it's actually the different connections that makes the brain more complicated. The different orders of processing just brings it to a whole new level of understanding. They're very smart and cunning little creatures and very resilient. It's amazing how we're able to do this stuff to them because in my lab, we have to go out and catch them ourselves.
Where do you go?
We have our postdoc, Dr. Sky Long. She likes to go out and catch spiders in Sabino Canyon. Spider retinas can reflect light. So her technique is to shine a light and you'll see little dots in the distance. And
are you telling me that she goes spider hunting in the dark?
She does. Oh, yes. She's very brave, very smart. I'm learning most of my techniques from her.
So she shines the light and then she sees all the spiders looking at her?
Yep, all the shimmering lights in the distance. She kind of compares them to shining emeralds and then she goes catches them. Sometimes the spiders like to go in their burrows. So she puts water down their burrows so that way to lead them out and then she just...
Oh, yeah, like Bill Murray in Caddyshack.
Yes.
You're going to be a senior this coming fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to graduate. What do you think happens after that?
Hopefully I'll be going to medical school after I graduate. We'll see when we get there, but that's my ultimate goal is to be a physician. What interests me about the medical field and being a physician is that a lot of your cases will be a puzzle. That's like the first step is the diagnosis. I am attracted to applying science into the medical field to be able to treat patients to the best of my ability.
Best of luck to you in that endeavor. For sure. Do you ever listen to music, Briggs?
I do listen to music. I think music drives me every moment because I don't just want to listen to something that I just keep in the background. I want it something to sort of like be a part of me in the moment.
What are some of your top artists that you like?
So in the lab, I listen to Mozart and Beethoven. It just sets the mood in lab. Other than that, I listen to Zedd, Lindsey Stirling. Though my favorite artist is the Cinematic Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
Their music is very impactful, and sometimes they have lyrics, sometimes they don't, and it's one of those songs where I used for motivating moments where I just need that pick-me-up and just push forward.
Thanks for coming to KXCI.
I appreciate it.